Hey, don't get me wrong. I love talking footy with you. We're going to talk some more footy. I'll take plenty of your calls on footy. We've just talked an hour and 25 minutes worth of footy. We'll talk a little bit of tennis with Brett Phillips from the First Serve shortly. He's over at Indian Wells, where there was a tournament going to take place a couple of days ago, but right now it ain't happening, and he's now going to have to get on a plane and head somewhere else. And we'll talk some basketball as well. Kevin Lish, Sydney King captain, has been good enough to join me to talk a little bit of NBL Grand Final series. If you're unaware, it's the Sydney Kings and the Perth Wildcats in the NBL Grand Final best of five series. And game one was won by the Perth Wildcats in Sydney. Game two is in Perth this Friday night, and Sydney need to even it up. And game three will be back in Sydney on Sunday afternoon. Kevin Lish has been a star of the competition for years now at various clubs. He's now with the Sydney Kings, and he nearly got them over the line on Sunday. Kevin joins me. Welcome to you, Kevin. Great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, I'm one of the few people who actually believe you can go to Perth and win it. Andrew Bogut's in good form, and you guys were one decent Casper Ware three-pointer away from winning it yourselves, so you're not far away.
Yeah, well, we obviously share that same belief as well, so, and yeah, being down 1-0, it's time to get after it there, and, you know, everyone knows it's a tough place to play. They have great support, but it's a grand final. Nothing's easy, so we're going to go down there and hopefully get a win.
You've seen it and done it before. It was an amazing game between you two on the weekend. They've got this bloke that you know well, Bryce Cotton, who seems to be just a few percent better than everybody else in the competition, especially when it comes to the playoffs. So your first point of call will be stopping Bryce Cotton, and you're going to be part of it. How do you get it done?
Well, I think that's the thing. We need to just keep throwing a bunch of different guys at him and you know, trying to wear him down. But you're right. He does so many different things for that team and the most obvious scoring. But he's so athletic and can move and pass the ball. So, yeah, he's really their engine that makes him go. And it's not easy to just say, stop right.
You guys had a couple of guys down as well. Casper Ware has been a little down, I've got to say it. And he was none of nine from the three-point arc when he decided to take that final shot as well and back himself to be 1 of 10 by the end of it. It missed, so he ended up being none of 10 from the three-point arc. How do you make that call that he gets that final shot? Is it just a given that he gets it, even if he's not shooting well?
Well, it happened in the you know, the flow of the game.
Yeah.
And I don't care what Casper is from the field. We trust him more than anyone with that shot. And you know, if it happens again, he'll gladly take it, and we'll gladly support him on that. So we're really not worried about that. And he does so many different things. Obviously, first and foremost, having to guard, you know, Bryce the whole game.
Mm. I can't remember. Were you on the floor? Because it was hectic. You all of a sudden got the turnover, and you had the opportunity taking it down the floor. Were you on the floor at that time? You were going okay from outside the three-point arc as well. What, you were 2 or 3 from the three-point arc, and you've taken that shot and nailed it before.
Yeah. No, I was on the floor, and I was, 10 seconds left. The ball's in play. You can't call a timeout, and it just happened in the flow of the game, and we got a really good shot off. So I don't think we were at all disappointed with that. We had a couple of shots, a couple of possessions before to put us up, and we were up 10 earlier, and that's why they're such a good team, and we did some really good things that game and are hoping to build going forward.
Brad Newley was a little down, 4 points. Daniel Kickett, 6 points. You had a few guys who didn't really have their best game, so you do have the opportunity to improve quite a bit. Andrew Bogut, by the way, he starred. He had his best game of the season, so there's a bit of improvement left in you guys.
Oh, there's improvement left in all of us, and I think we all realize that, and that's why we're, you know, really excited. And you know, that's part of playoff basketball. It's the grind. It's not always going to be pretty and look good. And I think, you know, the team that can deal with that over a five-game series, you know, will come out on top.
And you've got the home court advantage if you get it to the fifth game. So you're actually not in such a bad space when you think about it. You just have to win one away game and the rest of your home games and your champions.
yeah, I haven't even really thought that far, to be honest. And but that's correct. But we have a tough one coming up this week, and see what we can do in over in Perth.
Now, is there pressure on you as a franchise? You're at a new franchise that's been around for a while without a championship. Is there pressure that you guys are feeling as well to get the monkey off the back a little?
Well, I think there's more excitement than pressure. I don't see any of the guys, you know, feeling really pressured, but I think there's an excitement that we have such a good team and we're in a great position. We're in the grand final. So it's really a fun time, and I think all the teammates, the coaches, everyone looked at it that way, which is a good, healthy way of going into games.
You're an Aussie now. Hey, you're loving it here. You've settled in. You love this place. You're staying forever.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it here. Obviously, my wife's from Australia, and now all the kids are Australian and American, and so it's been such a wonderful country for me that it's been absolutely unbelievable.
And tell us a bit about your upbringing. Your dad was a NFL quarterback for a little while. I think in college you got a game ahead of Joe Montana, if I'm not mistaken. Tell me what it was like as a kid having a famous dad like that.
Oh, yeah, that was back in the day, and a lot of that happened before I was born, obviously. But, you know, we grew up loving sports. I didn't really play much football, American football, to be honest. But we always played basketball or some sort of ball sports, and grew up in a fun, competitive family.
So your sister was really good. You had a brother as well. You had a whole family full of kids who, in the backyard, I presume, just went at it constantly, had a ball in your hand all the time.
Yeah, that's right. We had a lot of two-on-two games, girls versus boys, and those, you know, sometimes ended happily, sometimes sad, but, you know, we all sat down and ate dinner together at the end of the day.
Great to have you, Kevin. You're a bubbly personality that really has added something to our competition here. It's great for us that you've stuck around, and I can't wait for Friday's game. Good luck Friday, good luck Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Dwayne. Thanks.
Kevin Lish, Sydney Kings captain. I'm one of the few who believe they can go to Perth and get it done. Andrew Bogut was in great form. I think this one's well and truly alive, this best of five series. Great to talk a little bit of basketball. Nice to talk a little bit of tennis after the break as well. Brett Phillips from the First Serve. But I will squeeze your calls in. If you jump on the line, I'll get you to air. 1-300-736-736. This show's about you. Read a few of your speckled texts out as well after the break. You're with Dwayne's World.